a milk bucket.
What about pail?
We didn't call it pail. We called it bucket.
How does
that
sound?
It sounds fine to me now, but when I was a kid, it would have sounded funny.
Uh-huh. What would you carry food for the hogs in?
Well, we call that. We call the food. I mean, you know, like where we had scraps from the table and all, called it slop. And then we call it slop bucket.
Something you fry eggs in would be a
skillet.
What's a skillet made out of?
Well, iron and now, you know, aluminum and
would you
thing.
Have a different name according to what kind of metal it's made out of?
We said iron skillet or, you know, aluminum skillet. Or
what about something with little legs on it you put in a fireplace you used to cook in? Like a skillet, shallow like that, but it has little legs. Did you ever hear spider?
No.
What about frying pan?
Yeah, frying pan. But mostly we said, we didn't say frying pan very much. When I was a kid, we said skillet.
Frying pan sounds modern. If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
What if you were planting the flowers in the house? You'd put them in
a pot.
And if you're setting the table next to each plate, you give everyone a
napkin, fork and spoon, knife, fork and spoon, napkin.
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
A steak knife.
Several steaks.
Knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to go
wash dishes.
After getting something more familiar.
No, I was just thinking about how much I was using wash. Wash dishes.
After she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she
rinses the dishes.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them.
Dish rag.
What about when you dry them?
Drying cloth.
Did you ever hear that called a cup towel?
Yes. But we call it drying cloth.
Okay. And what you
I know to- cup towel, you know. I know what these things are called other places, but I'm telling you what we call them around here. What we call them. Okay.
What you bathe your face with?
Bath cloth.
And dry yourself.
Bath towel.
And you want to pour something from a big container to something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out. You pour it through a
funnel.
And if you're driving horses and you wanted them to go faster,
you say get up.
You hit them with
the whip or the reins.
What do you have when you're driving a horse? You hold
it's the reins.
And when you're riding on it?
It's the reins.
And your feet are in the
stirrups.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you say you have to do what?
Harnessing.
And to carry the clothes out to hang them on the line, you carry them out in a clothes
basket or a pan.
And nowadays, if a lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
bulb.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork, I guess. You're trying to say cork? A plug, a cork?
What would you call it if it's made out of glass or rubber? Would you still call it a cork?
Stopper. Probably a stopper. You'd call it a cork if it was actually cork.
What
made
of
cork?
A plug?
We would probably say stopper.
And a musical instrument you blow on like this?
French harp. A harmonica, a French harp.
Which did you call it when you
a French harp.
What about one like this?
Juice harp.